All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are, Mir Tzeshem, actually finishing Os Chaf today. So remember again what the Reb Tzadik has done over the course of this particular Sif was go through the various Mishmoros and infuse symbolism into each Mishmor, into each Chilik of the night. So just a very quick review. So the first Mishmor was the braying of the donkeys. Second Mishmor was the barking of the dogs. Third Mishmor is when a baby begins to nurse, and also at the same time a woman begins to speak to her husband. So says Reb Tzadik, when you bring all of this together, it emerges. Now remember, we've spoken about the individual symbolism of each of those things. Reb Tzadik says when you bring all of them together, something dramatic comes out. We're on page Mem Ches, right? So Reb Tzadik v'hin Torah v'avoda u'gemilos hasodim. When you put all of this together, all of these mishmoros and all of the symbolisms, we are left with the construct of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos Chasodim. Torah, of course, a reference to learning Torah. Avoda, in this context, a reference to Tefillah, prayer, and Gemilos Chasodim, acts of charitable kindness. Now, where does Reb Tzadik see all of this? So if you take a look in the Biuri HaChasidus for just a moment, so you'll see on the left-hand column, he says, V'nimtza sheklalos shinuyei shalosh shloshes mishmor shalayla him Torah, b'mishmar gimel. So we'll say, of course, Torah is represented in the third mishmar. Because remember, again, as we spoke about yesterday, the third mishmar, which is when the baby gets up to nurse, and Isha misaperes in Bailo, woman begins to speak to her husband. So remember, a baby begins to nurse. So the reference was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mother, Klal Yisrael is the baby, and Torah is the mother's work. Mother's milk, excuse me. Isha misaperes in Bailo, a woman begins to speak with her husband. So again, the reference over there is the conveyance of Torah to Talmidei Chachamim to then convey to Am Yisrael. So the last Mishmar represents the need and the importance of learning Torah in order to create a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Avoda is Tefillah B'Mishmar Beis. So remember again, the second Mishmar, we're working backwards, the second Mishmar is the dogs barking. So remember again, Reb Tzadik said the dogs barking represents calling out in prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hav Tzavchi Keklalvi. Barking like dogs, just like the dog barks when it needs something, it wants something. So too, again, the idea, the power of prayer, to reach out to the Ribono Shel Olam for all of our needs. And just like, remember again, Reb Tzadik says that the dog is an ani bidas, right? The dog is a very simple creature, right? The dog has, quote-unquote, humility. It's considered to be the low, it's interesting, from the eyes of Reb Tzadik, the lowest of the animals. So too, again, when coming to tefillah, tefillah must be accompanied by a sense of humility. And we'll say so again. So far we have Torah in the third Mishmar. We have tefillah in the second Mishmar. Now watch this. He says, Ugamilas chasodim b'maisa haguf b'mishmar aleph. He says, Chesed is alluded to in the first Mishmar, which is the braying of the donkeys. Now we'll say the problem with that is, it's not really clear what Reb Tzadik actually means. What does that mean? What does the brain... Remember again, by the brain of the donkeys, Reb Tzadik had two different symbolisms. Number one, that even if a person is a chamor, remember again, chamor, not doesn't mean a person is a donkey, but meaning the same chamor means chomer, chumrios, physicality. Even if a person feels that he is void of all spirituality, all he is a chamor, chumrios, physicality, there's still the ability to forge a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was another piece of the chamar. The chamar is a beast of burden. So remember again, Reb Tzadik said that part of the lesson of the chamar was to go ahead and bend your shoulder and accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting on your shoulders. Right? Whether that's Torah mitzvahs, obligations, or whether it's life circumstances, there is no situation that we cannot handle. Although it sounds a bit cliche and a bit trite to say that, but Lamaise, it's the MS. The Chamor teaches us the Chamor is a beast of burden. And the amazing part about a Chamor is you see an animal that might have more of a slight build, but yet the Chamor has an incredible load capacity. So to says Reb Tzadik, our job in life is to bend our shoulder and to recognize that we can go ahead and handle whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws away. So we'll say, if you look at the Makoros Vitziyunim, right, the footnotes on the bottom, Reishit Aleph, he explains this a little bit better, and this is really quite beautiful. He says, Re'i Masha Kasav Rabbeinu B'Dover, Tzadik V'Hainu, Kishlosha Amudei Olam HaTorah, V'Avod G'milos HaSodim, G'milos Chesed, Ratzal Omar, mitzvos ma'asios. So this is very interesting. So it could very well be that Reb Tzadik uses chesed, gemilas chesedin, in a little bit of a different way. You see, we often translate gemilas chesedin as acts of charitable kindness. Reb Tzadik says it may be something a little bit different, that chesed refers in general mitzvos ma'asios. Chesed refers to actional mitzvos. And again, I will say, if you think about this, right? So remember again, mitzvos fit into these two different categories. There are mitzvos, ultimately, again, that are a chesed between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. So I'm performing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are acts, there are chesedim that are between me, bein Adam l'chaveiro, between me and my fellow man. So interestingly enough, Reb Tzadik is using gemilas chesedim as a catch-all phrase for all actional mitzvahs. So we'll say, so watch what comes out over here. Something absolutely amazing. Don't, remember again, Reb Tzadik is teaching us that the whole Yisod, the Mishmoros, represent the various components necessary in order to create and maintain a meaningful relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. So what do you need in order to maintain a good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Same thing as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. I need Torah. I need Avodah. I need gemilas chasadim. I need to learn. I must have Torah as part of my life. I must have tefillah and recognizing how tefillah works. And the need just to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anything and everything. And chesed. But not just chesed in terms of acts of charitable kindness. Chesed representing actional mitzvahs. A willingness to shoulder the responsibilities of life and move myself forward. But here Reb Tzadik says something amazing. Go back up top for just a moment. He says, if you look at the last line on page Memches, on the left-hand column, Rak shebalayla be'isach hoshech heimafuchim. Rebbe say, this is absolutely incredible. There's only one problem with Reb Tzadik's model. What's the problem? The order is reversed. Right? It's true. It's Torah, Avoda, Gemilas, Chasadim when you look backwards. Right? Torah is the last Mishmar. Tefillah is the second Mishmar. Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim is the first Mishmar. But again, if you're going through the normal progression of the night, so really the progression is Gemilas Chasadim, actional mitzvahs, a willingness to bear the responsibility. So we'll say, I can't say enough, this is such a profound deal by Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik is saying that proper and meaningful Yiddishkeit begins with a willingness to bear, I don't want to use the word burden, because burden sometimes sounds like a negative word, but to bear the load, to bear the responsibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You start out as a chamor. Because think about it, like any relationship, if you're not willing to bear the responsibility of marriage, you can't have a marriage. You're not willing to bear the responsibility of fatherhood, you can't be a father. You're not willing to bear the responsibility of friendship, you can't. So again, the first step. So it says Reb Tzadik something amazing. So here he says his order is, in the Mishmoros is, Gemilas Chasadim, Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Avoda, Torah. So what's the pshat? Why is the order reversed? So it says Reb Tzadik something amazing. Rak shebalayla be'isachoshech himafuchim. Because sometimes at night, in times of darkness, the proper order of life gets reversed. Sibba said, remember again, this is part, I mentioned this yesterday as well. This is part of the general overtone of Reb Tzadik that, remember again, so much. Remember, Reb Tzadik, going back to the beginning of the Sefer, remember Reb Tzadik said, why does Shas begin with Me'emasai Korin Eshma Ba'arvin? Why is that the beginning of Shas? When they say Kriya Shema Shel Arvin, so I just say beginning of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Because so much of life, so much of successful living, is focused on how to navigate in the darkness of life. How do you navigate in the difficult, tumultuous times? Most people can navigate pretty well by Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, right? By the time the sun comes up, most people are pretty okay. The challenge of life is navigating in the darkness. So says Reb Tzadik something amazing. That sometimes in the darkness of life, ultimately, you have to go ahead and reverse the order. Sometimes in the darkness, in the difficult chapters of life, you have to reverse the normal sequence in order to go ahead and form a meaningful and lasting relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, under normal circumstances, you begin with Torah. You begin with Torah. That's how you begin your relationship with Hashem. But the truth is, when it's Choshech, sometimes it begins with Gemilas Chasadim. sometimes it begins with the recognition that I just have to bend my shoulder, bear the load, and move forward. Just do. Just grow. Just perform. And then after that, I reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of tefillah. And sometimes I only come to Torah all the way at the end of the journey. Right? Isn't this dramatic? Sometimes, again, my ability to forge a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah at night, doesn't come until sometime later on, already towards daybreak. So, Bosei, it turns out that according to Reb Tzadik, you have these two models in connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. It could very well be that during the day, the model is Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. But at night, the model is Gemilas Chasadim, Avodah, and Torah. Now, Bosei, or it could also be the third possibility is, all Reb Tzadik is showing is the order is fluid. And sometimes, depending on my circumstances and situations in life, I need different things in order to create a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Torah comes first, sometimes Gemilas Chasadim comes first, sometimes Tefillah's in the middle, Tefillah's not in the middle, everything is fluid. But nevertheless, whether it's day or whether it's night, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim become our three pillars of connection. The order simply varies on our circumstances. All right, we'll say Shikai. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem Os Chaf Aleph tomorrow. Thank you, Mishi. I'm sorry?
I said you gotta go.
Yeah.